Morocco have been declared winners of the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations. The decision comes after the Confederation of African Football overturned the original result of the final. Senegal had initially won the match 1-0 on the 18th of January. However, the game was overshadowed by controversy. Senegalese players walked off the pitch after a stoppage time penalty was awarded to the hosts while the score was still goalless. CAF has now ruled in favor of Morocco, bringing a dramatic conclusion to the tournament. The United States military says it has carried out strikes on Iranian missile sites near the Strait of Hormuz. Officials say the targets included hardened facilities housing weapons considered a threat to international security. The strikes reportedly involved powerful deep penetration bombs designed to destroy underground infrastructure. Iran's actions in the region have already disrupted maritime traffic. Around 20% of global oil shipments pass through the strait. Oil prices have risen sharply. Speaking from the Oval Office, President Donald Trump said he expects European allies to assist, particularly by deploying minesweepers. He described their reluctance as, quote, unfair, but said it was not a major issue. The Scottish Parliament has rejected a bill to legalize assisted dying. The proposal would have allowed mentally competent adults with less than 6 months to live to seek medical assistance to end their lives. The debate was described as highly emotional. The bill's sponsor, Liam MacArthur, was visibly distressed as the proposal failed to pass. A targeted vaccination program is now being rolled out for students living in halls at the University of Kent. This follows a growing meningitis outbreak. At least 15 cases have been reported since Saturday, with 2 confirmed deaths. Health officials say urgent action is needed to prevent further spread. Former Deputy Prime Minister Angela Rayner has warned that Labour risks breaking trust with voters over proposed migration reforms. The plans could require some legal migrants to wait up to 20 years before being granted permanent settlement. Ms. Rayner described the proposals as UN British. Home Secretary Shabana Mahmood has defended the measures, saying they are necessary to protect public finances. New laws are coming into force in England and Wales to tackle livestock attacks by dogs. Owners could face unlimited fines and, in some cases, have their pets removed. Farmers and campaigners say the measures are essential to protect animals in rural areas. Bowler Ahmed Tinubu has begun a 2-day state visit to the United Kingdom. He and his wife will be hosted by King Charles III and the Queen at Windsor Castle. The visit is expected to focus on strengthening economic and diplomatic ties between the UK and Nigeria. Cloudy tonight, with light rain developing later. Temperatures around 10 degrees Celsius, with mild conditions overnight. That's the news from Nekof Radio. More updates at the top of the hour.